Blog Talk Radio.
And good morning to you. It is 3:30 in the a.m. here on the West Coast, a.k.a. the Best Coast. And this is Vince with you. If you're on the East Coast, you're probably waking up right about now. And what I've decided to do here, I was on some shows yesterday, and these folks were playing a lot of the hip hop, and I made a request. I asked if they had any Mac Dre, and they had no clue as to who Mac Dre was. And then it occurred to me that, you know, hip-hop is kind of a fragmented community in many ways. There's a lot of localization. For example, there's, you know, a big scene in, say, Houston, a big scene in Atlanta, a big scene in New York, obviously, and there's a big scene in the Bay Area. And folks who are up on the Bay Area scene know about Mr. Mac Dre. And I thought I would do my own, since we're doing tributes to dead musical artists, I thought I'd take a little break from the MJ tributes and do a little Mac Dre tribute of my own. And so would love to take your calls if you're willing to join us here on the air. We can talk about Mac Dre, or maybe there's some subject matter within Mac Dre's songs or his lyrics that maybe ring true with you, and you'd like to talk about those things. We can certainly chop it up about whatever floats your boat. The number here is 347-826-7667. And I'm going to go into some music here. Get the Mac Dre ball rolling. What are we going to? We're going to start off here with a little Mac Dre medley. But before we get into this, I want to remind you that the number here is 347-826-7667. That's Vince with you, and I will be guiding you through the next 2 hours as you start your day here. And for the next 2 hours, this will be the Thizz Nation, the default Thizz Nation. I will break things up. If I don't take calls, if nobody wants to call in, that's fine. I can go into some Mac Dre trivia and tidbits, or more like history, background, biography type of stuff, discography, all that jazz. So, yeah, we're going to go into some Mac Dre here on your morning Thizz in Peace, 2 hour special edition. To get you going on this Thursday. For a lot of people, this is Friday, because we got the 4th of July coming up. And so I guess on Saturday, we're going to be celebrating the birth of this great nation that we live in. But until then, we're going to celebrate the Thizz Nation. Give me a call for the 347-826-7667.
Oh yeah, it's Mac Dre back in your face. I got my own boy Cooley in the place. Kick back, let us tell you about
this California lifestyle that I live. Loose F that boy, highs and mids. Whoopers in the truck, straight slamming. Striking through the neighborhood, jamming. We can drop the top or blow the brakes. Hit the intersection and do some things. Packing up quicks with a gang of yokes. Smooth, thick legs, no brains. Brothers with curls, some with fangs. House parties rock, way past three. Playing straight tips on Hennessy. High speed chases, Chevy races. Having sex in the strangest places. Nike shoes, Levi jeans. Triple gold datings with straight lazy. Some on balls, some on elites. Brothers like me the beat. Doing the dunk, candy paint, fat bank and a gang of dang. Never on time, always late. On the Bay Bridge or the Golden Gate. If you wanna live on the best coast, you better try to move to the west coast. Well, life is too short in the game of six. Home of the Mac and the groupie old chick. Where brothers stay on the savage grind. Kick with a freak when they find the time. The C-A-L-I-F-O-R N-I-A rap superstar. Dose for dose, I love to spit. And for the day, I love to hit. Hold it in so it can choke me. And when I get decked, it will provoke me to bust the rhyme through the mic. A West Coast rap, the kind you like. I'm from the B-A-L-L-E-J-O. We're making dope raps is all I know. Wake up in the morning, eat some grits. Hit the studio, make some hits. Now that you've been told about, watch you rap fans get sold about. 1 million copies or even more. I'm pumping dope rhymes to the record store. Yeah, fool, you hear me spitting. Telling you about that California living.
Up every day trying to make it through, stacking a bank, pulling women and I take you. Would wanna be down with this California lifestyle. Ruthless as a child, now living wild in the streets of California. You better be packing and watch your back due to the back of jacket. The wind breeze blowing through the trees and I'm still getting tacked at 100 degrees. Trying so hard on the avenue from LA to the Bay, brother stay coming through. And Benzes, Porsches, fathers bangs, drop cools, lit chairs and whip the bangs. Gold days, bubbles, candy paint the kid. Fifth wheel, gold wheel, boy I'm talking about lit. Females ever seen straight California snakes out for your green in the ghost state. Living way too real, fool. And if you soft, you best be cool to the double R. All my time is getting coolie on Mac Dre, California living.
Fucking with you.
Damn, so ain't fucking with you.
with you or fucking with you.
Damn, Joe ain't fucking with you.
She heard a 15's knock when I hit the block. Then I hopped out, buttered, and she had the job. I'm a whole magnet heat, I'm gon' pack it. Though I'm gon' stack it, lick, I'm gon' jack it. On the scene, always smoking green in the pen. I had CO bringing me the damn thing. It's your nigga G, Mac Driggity. Back in the V, look at me, I'm living free. No parole, I can choke a hoe. Get mail, post bail, and they gon' let me go. I'm here to let you know, this is real as it gets. I'm making hunks and chunks, don't fuck with dribbles and jets. Big face, $100 bills got me straight face. Gunning for the skill, I'm running with the peel. Going for two, with the double R cool. Doing what I do, I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn, Joe ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn, Joe ain't fucking with you.
Mac D-R-E Bionic, dope as chronic. Put it to a beat and make it stank like vomit. Boy, I'm a fool, human jewel. At the studio turning blunts into duvels with D-Con, cause he keep D-Bomb. And the crest side be the turf that we from. I'm a hustler, straight chip getter. And she gotta pay for Dre to get with her. No dough ho, leave me alone. I'm in the drop with the Cali sun heating my dome. Feeling like a movie star when I slide. They know who the hell we are when we ride. It's the country club Crestside crew, acting some fools, partner doing what the fuck we do. Gorilla girlfriend, stay out the way, boy, and bow down when you see Mac Dre, boy. I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
Damn, Joe ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
The people all stare. Four niggas in the Benz with the dreadlock hair. Smoke everywhere, waving at Madeline. On them wood grain dabbing with the license plate rallying. Doing what we want to, hanging out the sunroof. Mentally ignorant, boy we go dumb, dude. Gas break dip, we call it dope. And do a donut in your whip. We call it dope and get stupid. It's what we do good. Ghost ride the whip while we dancing on the hood. I'm amped, feeling good. I'm hiking in a bitch face with a deer's face off of Nike. The women like me, I'm dipped in butter. I rob your butter, pimp the blood out your mother. I'm Mr. Stupid Doodle Dumb. Something terrible, tell them how we come.
We S-T-U-P-I-D. When we go to the club, we don't need ID. Everywhere we go, it's a party, y'all. We gon' get it cracking like the Mardi Gras. Get stupid, get stupid.
Side clown, gig so hard, make my pants fall down. This be pound, Cuddy, where'd you get it? Oh, you ain't know, Dr. Dre did it. I come with it, rapping and rhyming and dancing, pantomiming, acting like I'm driving. Then switch it up, dance like I'm fishing. See, in the Bay Area, we dance a little different. The Bay bounce to sizzle, the West Coast wiggle. Dude, get stupid, come fuck with Drizzle. Call a hospital, he's having convulsions. No, he's getting stupid in his low yoking. Is the soul still open? We need heme, that privilege thing. That I mean, all in the dough, like ye. S T
T-U-P-I-D.
We T-U-P-I-D. When we go to the club, we don't need ID. Everywhere we go, it's a party, y'all. We gon' get it crackin' like the Mardi Gras. Get stupid.
Let me tell you why we call it thing stupid. Cause when I dance, the chicks say,
you're stupid.
You can do it. It ain't that hard. Baby, get dumb. Act like a retard. Shake your hair. Make it blow in the air. You gotta get into it. Growl like a bear. Now say why. No why.
Do the damn thing.
Girl, cut that shit up. Fill your cup. Don't be no punk. It don't look right if you really ain't drunk. Come on.
Come on.
Repeat after me, we go S-T-U-P-I-D.
We S-T-U-P-I-D. When we go to the club, we don't need ID. Everywhere we go, it's a party, y'all. We gon' get it crackin' like the Mardi Gras. Get stupid, get stupid.
That's right, we are going completely stupid here in the AM, 3:47 in the AM on the West Coast, 6:47 in the AM on the East Coast. You're waking up, or going to sleep too. The Fizz Nation, which has been my little impromptu Mac Dre tribute. And we opened up there with three tracks, California Livin', which is off of, I think, Mac Dre's first full release. He released an EP in 1989 entitled Young Black Brother, and then in 91 he released California Livin', and we heard the title track there. That track was from 91. That is reaching back for some Mac Dre there. And then from that we went into Doing What I Do, which was actually recorded 10 years later. We skipped over a lot of stuff. He's got such an extensive archive, it's not really fair to do just a two-hour show for Mac Dre. I mean, hell, he's probably done more records than Michael Jackson, to tell you the truth. Between 89 and what, 95? 95, he did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22 records between 89 and 04, which is when he died. So, yeah, quick little background on Mac Dre. He was born Andre Hicks, July 5th, 1970, and he passed away on November 1st, 2004. He's, of course, better known as Mac Dre, a.k.a. Mr. Furley, Thizzell Washington, Muhammad I.E., El Boo Boo, Mac Dammit Man, Phil Clinton, Dennis C., Ronald Dragan, Andre Mascasi, Thizzy, and Thizzy Marley. He's got more aliases than there are aliases. He was one of the originators of the hyphy movement. As far as I'm concerned, he is the hyphy movement. He's the embodiment of hyphy. So he was one of the originators of hyphy and is generally considered to be the creator of Thizz music. His work was well known. He worked with Jesus. Some of the people he worked with included Snoop Dogg, Warren G, Richie Rich, Keek the Sneak, E-40, Daz Dillinger, Baby Bash, Be Legit, San Quinn, Yuck Mouth, Andre Nicotina, PSD, Mac Mall, and Too Short. His lyrics are largely based on his neighborhood known by those around him as The Crest, short for the Country Club Crest, a particularly rough area of the north side of Vallejo. Vallejo is fucked up, people. If you don't know anything about Vallejo, they were the first city in the United States to file for bankruptcy. Like 2 years ago, the city of Vallejo filed for bankruptcy. That city government went belly up. That's how fucked up shit is in Vallejo. So that's where Mac Dre's coming from. His music is, I guess all of his music came out under the record label Young Black Brother. I don't know. I don't want to get too far into the minutia, but yeah, when you hear him. When you hear him on the tracks, he's always talking about the Crest Club. So him and like E-40, those guys basically developed the lingo that Snoop Dogg takes all the credit for. Snoop Dogg's whole shtick is all cherry-picked from all these dudes, like Richie Rich, E-40, Mac Dre. I mean, these dudes were doing this way before Snoop Dogg. No disrespect to Snoop Dogg. I love Snoop Dogg. I think he's great, but we got to give props. Mac Dre's kind of just swept under the rug. But, yeah, so taking your calls. If you want to call in and share your Mac Dre thoughts, feelings, or maybe you have no feelings about Mac Dre whatsoever, that's fine. We can talk about something else. One thing you got to give Mac Dre, though, is that he has some pretty provocative lyrics. And if... perhaps there's something in the content of his lyrics and his music that might elicit some commentary. And if you feel free to share that with us, the number's 347-826-7667. Or join us in the chat room. Ooh, Miss Tasha is in the chat room. All right. Well, maybe I will... try to keep Miss Tasha in the chat room and go into some more Mac Dre here. I think, let's see. Yeah, we're going to go into the chat room here and chat it up with Miss Tasha for a little bit here. And while we're doing that, we're gonna hear That's What's Up. This track is called That's What's Up from Mac Dre.
Look, cut. Tell it go over there. Look at that Beezy.
I see ya. Yeah. I see ya.
Go, Beezy.
That's the police.
Yeah, she's stupid, huh?
Please stop the dick, please.
What is she doing?
She's shaking it up, trying to get spotted. Ripped off Tennessee, mixed with hypnotic. Man, this chick got it. She a singer, working that look like a R&B singer. Now she all in my Beamer. It's 2 o'clock, I'm a rap star boy, feeling Tupac-ish. A rockish, call me Dre Van Halen. Off this Marley, I stay inhaling. I rock a party till it turn AM. It ain't a party till they let Trey in. I do the wave, man, and Captain Cave in. And some great bands, and some Ray bands. I'm Mac Dre, man, I do it illy. Silly off of Philly, really, go Billy. What the dilly, keep filling my cup. I'm filling myself, nigga, that's what's
love. Some Mohini in my cup.
That's what's up.
A telly in the cut.
Nigga, that's what's up.
Some telly in the blunt.
That's what's up.
I'm finna act the nut.
Yeah, that's what's up.
TVs, DVDs.
Hey, that's what's up.
E's, tell a tree.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Net back cap.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Baby, crack that back.
Come on, that's what's up.
That's what's up. I don't got no time if you don't got no money. She's got tops with the toes, man, she's cold. You know me, when I'm in my mode, I can talk a fly off a piece of dookie. I can talk a Muslim about his poopy. Act goofy, girl, get stewy. Miami, this a hit, call Chewy. Call the Louis, call my mama. It's gonna be the biggest thing since Osama. These punks don't want no drama. I put you on pause, stop you like a comma. I'm a piranha in bay water. Net back cap, throwback starter. D-boy with the square lick decoy. Cutthroat, used to be a D-boy. Three toys on double mo. Green the hood back, I'm finna club some more. Some Mohini in my cup.
That's what's up.
A telly in the cut.
Nigga, that's what's up.
Some telly in the blunt.
That's what's up.
I'm finna act the nut.
Yeah, that's what's up.
TV, DVD.
Hey, that's what's up.
E, tell a tree.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Neck back cap.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Baby, crack that back.
Come on, that's what's up.
If the police let me out the pen, I've been stacking hella yen. Shillings, francs, even pesos. Big bank and sloppy facials. I don't chase hoes, hoes chase me. Getting jaw in the bins with the AC. Blowing almost harder than baby. No one harder than Dre, I'm gravy. Saucy, flossy, keep things bossy. A little over 10 is what the rims cost me. A little more gin, I do the Jim Rossy. Like Fillmore Slim, a pimp, you can't cross me. No shrimp, Dre eat prawns. And if you have any Grey coupons, I wanna rub it up, flip it up, smack it up. When I bustin' that, lick it up. That's a Mohini in my cup.
That's what's up.
A telly in the cut.
Nigga, that's what's up.
Some telly in the blunt.
That's what's up.
I'm finna act the nut.
Yeah, that's what's up.
TVs, DVDs.
Hey, that's what's up.
E, tell a tree.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Net back cap.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Baby, crack that back.
Come on, that's what's up. That's what's up. Nigga, that's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah, that's what's up. Hey, that's what's up. Yeah, that's what's up.
Know what I mean, she. Know what I mean, she. don't put that on, that's my word. I 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 rock that, bet I bring a black bag out. I'm Mark Lee, Janice, Scott and Cap, yeah. Wizzle, see me where they do it at, doing that. Cutty rock, and shit go, yada, da, 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 so black. Furly ghost on him, bet fears on shot, I bitch. Here we go, hit him with the wild. Cut, okay, man, word is fly.
Yes, sinner, baby got a way for me to vent her. Rains through the snowstorm, summer out of winter. Cut, though, one third, that's my word. PSG the guru, keep it max for fur. Figure eight in the map, didn't back the curve. And I ain't in the sand much, cause I act like birds. Scratch like eczema, fried to the thirds. I don't put that on shit, that's God's
word. Know what I mean, what's up, know what I mean to see. Know what I mean, what's up, know what I mean to see. Know what I mean, what's up, know what I mean to see. Know what I mean, what's up, know what I mean to see. I don't put that on, that's my word. I don't put that on, that's my word. I don't put that on, that's my word. I don't put that on, that's my word.
Open, close, on from toes. Let the band roll, just like pretty bow. Let my hands go. Got handles up like Rambo, swinging Lambo, hit the Range Road, yep. Both two bro, yep. Smoking in my load, I'm the king of the O, and that's my word, I better touch the nerve, I'm sizzling, kick, kick, blaze the herb,
know what I mean, see, love, every time, it's a mercy, big cool, that ain't easy, so now you know why, I've been I'm gone, hard to talk to, put your feet in 13, you couldn't walk through, so my noise, now let's get doors,
chat room here, my favorite, top two favorite ladies in the entire BTR nation are with me. It's just me and them, actually. That's right, Vince is partying in the chat room right now with Miss Tasha and Miss PG. We're just hashing out. There was a lot of activity last night on the BTR. For those of you that were sleeping on it all, we can go over it. I don't know that we really need to go back to the archives. If you lived it, you don't need to hear it again. But, I wanted to just go back. I wanted to remind you that you are tuned to Thiz Is Biz, Mac Dre 101, with your man Vince here in the morning, taking your calls at 347-826-7667. We don't have to. This is Thiz Nation. Now, if you're not familiar with Thiz Nation, just listen to some more Mac Dre, and you'll get the idea. The whole idea is pretty much it's pretty much smoking dubious amounts of blunts, and also drinking a lot of Hennessy. That's actually in Thiz Nation lingo. That would be Bleezies and Heme. You know how they have like the Urban Dictionary on the internet, which I think is a crock of shit. I think that's all designed by the CIA to manipulate popular culture. So the only dictionary, I guess, that I prescribe for anyone is the Thiz Thiz Dictionary. The Thizinary, if you will. And basically, you could just go online and like print out all of Mac Dre's lyrics and learn how to talk like somebody who knows how to party. So with that said, let's get back into the party. Taking your calls at 347-826-7667. Or come mix it up in the chat room with us, Miss PG and Tasha. Miss Tasha. You know, the first time I saw Miss Tasha on the, in the chat room ever, which was, I don't know, what, like 8 days ago, she's got Miss Tasha XXX, which pretty much tells you she is trouble. And I think we have evidence of that all the time. I'm sure there'll be more presented in the chat room if you join us on blogtalkradio.com/VTOCCE. This is the Thiz Is Biz Mac Dre 101 session. We're here going into our second half hour, taking your calls at 347-826-7667. And I was talking about Bleezy's and Heem. Bleezy's E. Heezy's. Okay. I'm going to play these. I'm going to play a little mix here. This is a nice little medley for you. Some Mac Dre. Oh, wait, we got a caller on the air. Let's go to this person real quick. Who the fuck is this? 1111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111
what I think you said.
What did I say?
I'm trouble.
Yeah, yeah. Well, these are the two things you got going for you right here. You got the triple X at the end of your name, for one, and then you also have a little pink icon. Pink is automatically like porn. Pink means porn. They want you to think that pink. Yeah, no. They want you to think it's pink is gay. It's not. It's porn. It which includes gay porn, but it's not just gay. Actually, I think the gay is it's actually a purple triangle, isn't it?
I don't know which
I noticed you also print in purple font.
Yes, because pink.
So
is
that's kind of naughty. That's kind of not. That's like the triple. That's the triple play right there. You got the three X's,
the
pink box.
Why.
I can't even tell what that pink box is. It doesn't even matter. It just has to be solid pink. That's all that matters.
It's a love heart because I'm all about loving.
Oh, it is a heart. Sorry.
It's a heart. And
I've been listening to too much Mac
love.
Dre.
Pink is pretty, and it's a girl's color. That's why. And that's it. Mm-hmm. So how are you, Vince?
I'm good. I'm restless. So I thought I'd do a Mac Dre show. No, I was a little bit disappointed that all those dudes didn't really listen to Mac Dre. Like a lot. Like I lived in New York for a couple of years, and when I was living in New York, nobody in New York knows anything about any West Coast rappers. All they know is like, oh, Ice-T, Ice Cube. Oh, aren't all West Coast rappers just with like ice in their name or something? No, we got the Bay. The Bay is like such a diverse hip hop community, and people don't even know about Mac Dre.
Okay, did he die or something?
He died like 5 years ago.
Oh.
Actually, if you come back to the States like 2 weeks earlier, you could be here in time to celebrate his death. 5 year anniversary of his death. That's like June.
Okay.
It's like November 1st.
You know, it's weird because like I've actually seen his name on Twitter all day today. Why is everyone talking about him today?
Who, Mac Dre?
Yeah.
No, I mean I Twittered
yeah.
about him. I think I was the only person that Twittered about Mac Dre.
No, last night when I was talking to all of you guys on the shows when I was ready to go to sleep, I had a look on my Twitter and there was my friend on their trip. He was like, "Rest in peace, Mac Dre." And then someone else mentioned Mac Dre as well, and I was like, "Has this guy died? Who the fuck is Mac Dre? Because I don't know who he is. I'm Australian. I live under a rock." So.
Well, you're not alone.
There's apparently people.
Mac
Dre show, and it's like, okay, he must have died, but I didn't realize it was 5 years ago.
Oh, and another thing is I'm just so annoyed with all the Michael Jackson tributes that I thought, well, if we're going to celebrate dead people, I'm going to pick my favorite dead person for today.
Okay. That's a nice thing to do.
So what's going on? I don't even know what time it is in Australia right now. What time is it over there?
It's 11 past 7 in the evening.
Oh, you're stoked. Did you have to work tomorrow?
I do.
Do you have an early call time?
Actually, I'm only going in for a few hours tomorrow. Like
Sweet. Early
in the morning.
Oh wait, you guys don't get the week. See, we get today's like our last. Today's like our Friday, because the 4th of July is on Saturday, so we get Friday off. So I get a 3 day weekend here.
Oh, that's good.
So I'll do this show, and I'll just take a little cat nap, and then work all day, and then go home and hibernate for a day and a half.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I love sleeping. I think I love sleeping more than I love sex, actually.
You know what? I love sleeping, too. Not more than I love sex, but I love sleeping, too.
Well, see, for me, sex is just a vehicle to get me to sleep.
To sleep, exactly.
Yeah. That's why I enjoy sex, because I know that at the end I'm going to sleep.
Oh, my God. Are you one of those guys that nuts and then just turns around and is like, good night?
I would say 95% of the time, yes.
Oh, wow. You know.
I mean, but don't get me wrong. If you like, if I pass out, you can resuscitate me in about 20 minutes, and I'll be ready to go again.
Okay.
Just like you know, if it was you and I, I'd just be like, just let me take a nap here. Go jump on BTR, get on the sidebar for 20 minutes and then come back to me.
Wow. Well, it's all good. I'm the type of person that comes and just wants to keep on coming. So
yeah.
I keep on going. I don't
let
my partner sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, I'm like, you know, I don't usually bow out of the race right away. I usually like go the distance, but once I've gone the distance, like, yeah. I mean, like what are we talking about here? You could do it for, like, literally hours on end, like, nonstop?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, most of the time, yes. Sometimes it's like when you're just fucking exhausted and you just do it and then it's like, yeah, I can go to sleep
yeah.
now. But most of the time I'm like a fucking machine. I love it.
Wow. See, the thing is, like, I'll get tired, but I'll still be hard. So, like, you know, I could almost just, like, fall asleep and the girl could just keep going. It probably wouldn't, because I'm always horny, but I just have to sleep. Oh, no, Miss Tasha. We lost Miss Tasha. Oh, boo-hoo. Well, hopefully she's going to call back in. I hope I didn't say something that offended her. I'd hate. The last thing in the world I want to do is offend Miss Tasha. She's always a pleasure and a joy to talk to. And I'm gonna take a break here. I gotta go shake the weasel. Not that way, Miss PG, or J Will, or whoever's back there in the cut. So I'm just gonna go on some music here. It's Thiz Is Biz Mac Dre 101 with yours truly, Vince in the Bay. We're chopping it up in the chat room with Miss Tasha and Miss PG. Although I think Miss PG might be comatose at this point, which is quite fine. She worked really hard today. She deserves it. And so we're going to go into some Mac Dre here. Miss PG, hopefully you're having some pleasant dreams, and maybe even Mac Dre will infiltrate your dreams and make them even more pleasant. Give us a call, 347-826-7667.
Hello, my friend. How you do, my friend? What would you like?
Sir.
Yes, what would you like? Pack of backwoods. Pack of backwoods. Like what? Give me a fifth of that privilege Hennessy and that's my fifth. And then that's it. Yes, my dear.
Thank you very, very much.
What you know about me? I'm Mac Dreezy, call Hennessy Ween and a blunt up Leezy. I keep a fat sack wrapped in a backwood leaf. Home trees that make me look Japanese. Green seedless, mean when I'm weedless. Never in denial, I'm a fiend and I need this. Any day is a bad day for Mac Dre when he ain't got it. They ask why he act that way. Smoke champ, kush, and nay. Man was made, bomb the spray. I can't fade. Don't keep up lazy, roll for an easy. I ask her, what the feezy? I gotta have weed to go get weed. You don't like it, kiss my ass to your lips bleed. This one's for the club, so I'm kinda like keeping it clean. Sing it with me, y'all. Please and King.
I got to have my dough everywhere I go. When they ask me what's my drink, I say, hey man, what you
doing?
I got to have my dough everywhere I go. When they ask me what I drink, I say, hey man, what you doing?
L-O-V-E-H-E-E-M. I drink like 10 of them things that swim. He's heeming again, is what they say. When I come around, I'll get dumb drunk and fuck up your compound. You're building your establishment. Mama saying, Daddy, I'm halibut. Oh, what a feeling when you're looking at the ceiling and it's spinning and the Earl starts filling. I drink heem when I perk. Don't like irk and jerk, it don't work. When a nigga chilling, might spill it on my Abercrombie Fitch. No, I got the man at the liquor so rich. Well, baby, would you please run and get me another Hennessy fifth? So please and heem.
I got to have my dough everywhere I go. When they ask me what's my drink, I say, hey man, what you
got?
I got to have my dough everywhere I go. When they ask me what I drink, I say, hey man, what you got?
Let's get drunk. Get your cup, fill it up, don't be no punk. A potty ain't a potty if every damn body ain't lifting and a little bit tipsy. But don't drink and drive. I remember one time my cutty shook me. Rap this 50, rap this with me. And if you don't understand, you're an inbred. Your daddy and your uncle is the same man. I gotta have dope everywhere I go. When they ask me what I drink, I say, heem, what you think? I guess heem in me, only substitute Remy. In the sack with Jimmy on Portland with Kenny. I'm thanked out, cranked out, can't talk, can't count. If I want some more, I'm making baby pull a bank out. Cool on the bomb, boy, what would he mean? Sing it to him, y'all.
I got to have my dough everywhere I go. When they ask me what's my drink, I say, hey man, what you got? I got to have my dough everywhere I go. When they ask me what I drink, I say, hey man, what you got?
Thank you.
Miss Tasha.
Yes, I'm sorry, my phone cut out.
No, it's cool, no worries. I was trying to cut off the music there. Sorry we lost you there.
It's okay, it's my fault. It's damn reception, Australian reception. It always drops my calls, but...
Yeah. That's what you get for living on an island. Come on the mainland where it's warm.
I'm trying, honey. I'm trying.
And we get better reception.
I'm trying.
That would be so cool, though, if you came out in November. I think that would be
historic. I am already.
Yeah, sick.
Why October? I arrive in L.A. October 11th. And I leave L.A. January 6th.
Sick. Are you gonna go everywhere? Are you going to go to New York?
Yes. I'm spending Christmas and New Year's in New York. That's the whole reason why I'm coming that late in the year.
Uh-huh. Oh, it'll be really nice. And actually, October is probably the best time of year in New York, actually.
Yeah, I'm not going to be in New York in October, though.
Oh, well, then you're fucked.
I'm gonna be more because the reason why I'm coming there at that time is because I've never seen snow before, and I want to see snow. I've never had a white Christmas because our Christmas is like 120 degrees, and
okay.
For our New Year's, that's why I'm coming out there at that time so I can experience all that. I've always wanted to since I was a little girl, have a white Christmas and stuff. And so I thought this year, I broke up with my fiance in November last year, and the first thing I did was book myself a vacation. And, yeah, that was it. That's why I'm coming out there, because my life
is
all... yeah.
You're a sovereign individual. You're actually,
yeah.
What you are? You're a libertarian.
Yes. Yeah. No, I don't even know what the fuck I was thinking about marrying him. Because he was so bad for me, so wrong for me in every single way.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm the type of person, like, if I love someone, I'll do anything for them. And even though he made me unhappy, I was still trying to fight to make it work, And then I decided, why am I doing this to myself? I can't be doing this. It has to work both ways.
Totally.
That's why I didn't.
Yeah, it's a two-way street.
Yeah. Even though he was the one that wanted to get married and.
It was his idea first or your idea first?
Yeah, no, it was his idea. It wasn't my idea. It was very random, though. It was like,
yeah. How long were you seeing him previous to him proposing to you?
About 14 months, 15 months.
So a year. You guys were together a year.
Yeah, just over.
I guess the year is okay.
Yeah, but I wouldn't do it that soon again. Believe me, I wouldn't at all. I never thought I would. To be honest, I was like, I'll wait quite a while before I even think about something like that because that's lifetime commitment, and I take marriage very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
But I was. So in love with him, and apparently he was, but it just wasn't working.
Yeah.
We just weren't working. We had two different goals. We're two completely different people, and yes, opposites do attract, but they don't fucking work together very well.
Yeah.
About 2.5 weeks before the wedding, I was like, I can't do this. I can't do this. I need to really, really, really rethink what I'm doing. And because my sister, oh my God, I'm not, you know what, we're on air. I'm not even going to get into it.
No, you can reveal as much as you need to, and you can talk in vague generalities, and you can rename people to protect the innocent or the guilty. But yeah, we're taking your calls. It's Vince here. We're doing Fizz is Biz, Mac Dre 101. But we've got Ms. Tasha on the line who's joined us and just telling us about life in Australia and how it's been treating her and her plans to come out here to the United States and visit us here. And so if you're in the chat room, mix it up with us. We're taking your calls at 347-826-7667. Ms. Tasha, do you want to... You were really excited earlier today about a lot of things, but one of those things was your friend's band. Why don't you tell us about your friend's band?
Oh, Zatan. Oh, see, I could talk about them forever. All right. They are a group out of New Jersey. They're an R&B group, because I'm an R&B girl all the way. And they grew up together. Two of them are brothers, and the other ones went to school with the brothers. And then the two brothers grew up, you know, in a family that was like music oriented. Their whole life was all about music. And then they tried out for a talent show, like just the two of them, and then seen the other two guys at the talent show as well, and decided that the year after they're going to try out together. And then, yeah, they kind of took it from there, and that's how they became Zatan. And they were on MTV, what's it called, something pop, I don't know, some pop show.
Wait, yeah. can you do me a favor? I can't always remember the way you spell it and everything. Can you go in the chat room and just like type in the name of the artist? Because I always want to say it's the Wu-Tang Clan. Because like when I looked at their logo real quick, I thought, I was like, oh, it's the Wu-Tang Clan. Oh, sweet. And it's kind of spelt like the Wu-Tang Clan, sort of. Like if you look at it real quick, you wouldn't know any better. You'd be just like, oh, sweet, a new Wu-Tang Clan record.
I'll download that.
So what track? And what track would you recommend off of that? Like, what's the hot single? What are the kids? Playing out there?
Well, their single at the moment for that particular album is called "Get at Me," and it's a hot single, really awesome. But I have to admit, I mean, I love that song, but there's so many like beautiful like tracks on there. My favorite one at the moment that's kind of standing out is "Love Changes Things." That's the actual number of that's the actual name of the album as well. And there's also track number two called "Is It Love?" Yeah. You need to check it out. It's actually on inthebuilding.ning.com. I've actually uploaded four songs in the album, so check them out.
What was the "Get at Me"? That's the first single.
Yeah, that's the single for the album.
And it's off of "Love Changes Things" by Wu-Tang.
No, Jitang.
Wu-Tang. It's by the Wu-Tang Clan. "Love Changes Things" by the Wu-Tang Clan. Check them out. They got a new look. They've slimmed down the band. There's only four guys in the Wu-Tang Clan now. And they only left the four guys in the band that were Latino. And those guys are now the Wu-Tang Clan. And they just came out with a record called "Love Changes Things." And Miss Tasha is a big supporter of the Wu-Tang. So if you support Miss Tasha and you support the Wu-Tang, download "Love Changes Things." She's going to paste the link into the chat box. And we got another caller on the line. Let's find out who we have here in the 850. You are on What's Good.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing good. How are you and who are you?
I am Mickey. I am from SRIS. That is my show on Blog Talk. I just wanted to say hello, and I wanted to ask you what the topic was for tonight, well, for the morning.
Well, the topic was Mac Dre.
Mac Dre.
And we've veered off from that. We've gone into Wu-Tang territory, or I'm sorry,
Wu-Tang. It's Jatan. Okay, it's J-U-T-A-U-N. They are R&B
right.
group out of South Jersey. They are hot. Check my profile out. Check them on myspace.com/JUTAUN. They are hot. Adam is a friend. Adam is a favorite. Go to iTunes. Purchase their album, Love Changes Things. It is hot, hot, hot. You cannot go wrong. You will be a fan for life.
Tasha, do you have a show on here?
I do. I don't do it on a regular. I just do random shows every now and then. You can also go back into my archives and listen to my interview when I interviewed them. It's Triple X Radio, and it's blogtalk.com/ Miss MISS Tasha, TASHA, Triple X.
Okay, Bobby. Well, we're new, me and my station. We're new. We just started. We're only like three shows in, really.
Okay.
I'd love for you guys to come check it out, you know. This is my first time checking out loud or whatever, and checking you out, sir. Sorry about that. I was just on here to say hello.
Hey there.
Introduce myself. I'm up. I never sleep. So.
Yeah, neither do I. I'm part vampire.
Yeah, me too.
I've been up since the last show, which was at 11 o'clock last night.
Yeah, dude, I swear to God, BTR is like fucking my new crack.
Really?
I just found out about this. I just found out about it like maybe, I don't know, a week and a half ago. And I just can't get enough. And I don't even like doing my own shows. The only reason why I do my show is because all the shows that I like aren't on right now.
Really?
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I'm here to support you, Vince.
Well, that's cool. I mean, like, I guess it's cool. Well, like I said.
Are you in the chat?
Huh?
Are you in the chat?
Yes. No. Well, hold on. I think I am. I'm ASR. I'm sorry. I'm AR. I'm SRIS. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm in the chat. I should.
Okay, well, I'm going back to my room now where my computer is.
Okay.
I was in another room.
Yeah, paste in the link for that. I'm going to queue up the song here, Love Changes Things.
When is your show usually, sir? Are you random as well?
Well, you don't have to call me sir. You can call me Vince.
I love that, sir. It's cute.
Huh?
I said it's cute.
My name's Vince. Sorry, my name's Vince, not sir. Don't call. We're not in the army here.
I know. It's just when
she's being polite. She's being polite.
Yeah. I call people sir from time to time if I don't know their name.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome, sir.
I mean, senator.
So you're random as well?
Pretty much. Well, I mean, I've done, like, pretty much all my shows have been topical up until now. Like, I did one the night that Michael Jackson died. Like, I planned the show a couple of days in advance, and then all of a sudden Michael Jackson died. And so I was just like, all right, I guess I'm doing a Michael Jackson tribute show. So I did 2 hours on Michael Jackson Thursday night. And then I just kind of laid low and just bopped around after that. And then, like tonight, that you know, I just felt like I wanted to keep going. So there's no other shows on. So I booked this one, and I was chatting it up on another show with these guys, and they had never even heard of Mac Dre, and I was, like, insulted. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to do a show dedicated just to Mac Dre so you know about him.
Well, what would you say? Would you be mad at me or insulted if I told you that I don't know who Mac Dre is either?
No, I would not be insulted. I'd be insulted if you had heard of him and you're like, oh, Mac Dre sucks.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know who he is, so we'll see.
He's, oh, let's go into it here. Well, he was born Andre Hicks. Somebody, is that you, Tasha? Is that your phone that's cracking? Hang on, or maybe it's
that's
me.
That's my phone.
Okay. Yeah, just jiggle the cord a little bit.
That's what I'm doing. I'm trying.
Okay, so Mac Dre was born Andre Hicks on July 5th, 1970, and he died on November 1st, 2004. He's better known, of course, as Mac Dre, a.k.a. Mr. Furley, Thizzle Washington, Muhammad I.E., Al Boo Boo, Mac Dammit Man, Phil Clinton, Dennis C., Ronald Dragan, Andre McCassie, Thizzy Marley. He's considered one of the originators of the hyphy movement and is generally considered the creator of Thizz music. He worked with well-known artists such as Snoop Dogg, Warren G., Richie Rich, Keek the Sneak, E-40, Daz Dillinger, Baby Bash, Be Legit, San Quinn, Yuck Mouth, Andre Nicotina, PSD, Mac Mall, and Too Short. He's put out, let's see, in his lifespan, he put out 22 records, and he was born in Vallejo, California. He came from Country Club Crest, which was this really hardcore neighborhood of Vallejo, and I noted earlier on the program that Vallejo, California, 2 years ago, just to give you some perspective on how fucked up Vallejo is. Vallejo, California was the first municipal government in the United States that filed for bankruptcy. That city is so fucked up and upside down that it actually the city actually filed for Chapter 11. That's how bad it is there. And this dude grew up in the worst part of that fucked up place. And there's like the Zodiac killer. That dude grew up in Vallejo. Like, it's just fucked up there. But this dude broke through all that, and he put out some great music. And, like, all the lingo that you hear, like Snoop Dogg talk, he got all that. He just cherry-picked all of that from Mac Dre and E-40. So that's the nutshell Mac Dre breakdown for you.
In a nutshell, huh? okay.
So what's your show about?
Well, my show is about random topics. Random topics that me and my co-host pick. Tonight was about influential African Americans. The night before then was the night before then was, it was something. I think it was sex, something like that. But tomorrow night, it was also open confession session tonight. That's what every Wednesday is, open confession session. If you want to call and confess something. Tomorrow night is baby making. It's top 10 baby making songs. So we'll be playing those. And it's actually open mic night as well. So, yeah. You'll get to hear me sing if you tune in. And also my co-host. So, yeah, our show is basically about random and requested topics.
Did you say one of the topics was sex?
Yeah, the first
topic. I know some stuff about that. Next time you have that topic,
I think we're gonna have it pretty soon.
I can call in and be like a pundit.
Okay, baby. Well, that was the very first show, and so we didn't really get many calls.
That's what I want to be. I want to be like a BTR sexual pundit.
Is that right?
Yeah. Let's get the white male perspective. Let's go to our BTR pundit, our correspondent, Vince in the Bay. What do you think about getting head on the subway? Well, from the white male perspective, heterosexual male perspective, I have no problem with it as long as I don't – it's nothing gets on anybody else, any other passengers. It's fine.
Oh, wow. Okay.
See, that's just kind of a sample of what I can – you know, because, you know, what you watch, like, Fox News, and they're like, oh, let's go to Fox News contributor Stephen Hakma, who's, you know, our foreign correspondent in the Middle East, you know, who's going to tell us, read 2 minutes of talking points about, you know, what's going on in Palestine.
Okay.
But instead it'll be me. It'll be just be like, you guys will be talking about, you know, fucking rim jobs, and I'll just be like, well, you know, I'll chime in with the white guy perspective.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I'll be sure to do that. You can call into, you know, the show.
When's the next show?
The next show is tomorrow. We're having open mic night, and it's about baby making. So we're listening to the top 10 baby making songs.
Wow.
Tomorrow. That's what we're doing. You should really tune in. It's really fun.
Sounds fun.
Huh?
That sounds fun.
Yeah, it really is, babe. You should tune in. You'll be doing injustice to yourself.
Are you on the Twitter?
On Twitter. Twitter? Yes, I am on Twitter.
I'm gonna follow you are you in the chat right now?
Yes, I think I am.
Angel Lions?
Hold on one minute, let me check. Okay, no, I'm not in the chat.
I was gonna try
to
like subscribe.
To chat, right?
Yeah, I want to like subscribe to your show or whatever they do.
I'm in the
chat. I see we got Angel Eyes in there.
Yeah, and in the second you should see Chris. Oh, I'm sorry. You should see Chris in the second.
All right.
Chris.
Source, like the magazine, the Source.
No, Chris. S R I S. Chris. All the letters stand for something.
Yeah. I saw that earlier. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Hey, Miss Tasha, what's going on? Are you all right over there? Miss Tasha?
I'm doing good. You got like 8 listeners.
8 listeners? Really?
Well,
I only see
chatters, I believe.
Oh, there you are. There you are, Miss SRIS. That sounds like a division of the government. I don't trust you.
I'm so not a division of the government.
What are you the czar of? Are you the czar of sex?
No.
That's what we need to do. We need a sex czar.
Is that right?
Yeah, we need like, I don't know. Who's really sexy these days?
Me.
That's what I'm saying. SRIS. What is that? Can you say what that stands for?
It stands for sexy, real, intelligent, soulful.
Wow.
Yeah, that's if you look at my icon, you'll see who all of us are. Like, sexy is the first girl, real is the second guy, intelligent is the third guy, and I'm so
cool. Oh, cool. Oh, you got a whole crew.
Yeah, I'm the founder, and it's originally my show. I just have this best friend who I really wanted to do with me, and I have a couple of my other guy friends who are doing it with me as well. So,
cool.
Yeah, Belle is her name, sexy.
Uh
huh. Then there's
she is sexy.
Yeah, there's Zane who is real. And there's her boyfriend, Intelligent, who's Romeo. And then there's me, Soulful. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys got a good, sharp-looking crew there.
Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful people. That looks like it'll be fun.
Imagine said she was sexy, but she didn't say I was sexy.
I said you were beautiful.
No, you said we're beautiful.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Didn't say
oh,
I.
Come on.
It's supposed to,
yeah,
you're
so sexy, you don't need the label sexy
Thank you.
On you.
Thank Thank you. That's so sweet. No, I'm just saying. I feel like you
we don't need to be reminded with the word. It's just like, all right, what else besides sexy? You're like, all right, fine. You can have sexy.
Oh, thanks. Well,
I wish I could expand the picture. You look so small down there. But you know what? I added you on Twitter. Like I pressed the follow on Twitter thing.
Really?
So,
I have one of those buttons.
Yeah, like if you put
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So it sends you to the person's Twitter. So I just sent you a request. So.
Okay, great.
I'm Vince.
You're Vince. Okay, I'm gonna go add you right now. I'm quite sure you're on there. Yep, see, I have one new follower request. Yeah, there you are.
So you're on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Just waking up?
Oh, no, I never sleep, babe. I haven't even been asleep. I haven't been asleep since, 11. That was my last show.
Damn.
Yeah. Oh, she has to go. She has an emergency, her mom.
Who?
Miss Tasha.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I hope she's okay, Tasha.
Take care, baby. I can't type with one hand.
You can't type with one hand?
No. I'm not that talented. Especially when it's my left hand.
Well, what are you doing? Oh, the other one?
I'm holding the phone. I'm calling in from a landline.
Yeah.
And, I could put it on speakerphone, but it just... It just don't get the same effect.
Okay.
But you have to, it sounds like you got some serious issues over there with maybe a loose jack or a cord or something.
It's a cord. I don't do my show.
No, you know what it is? I'll tell you what it is.
What?
There's not enough bandwidth for all the sexiness that you're admitting through the phone.
Is that right? Oh.
So. It's just causing the circuits to overload.
Yeah, and that's what it is.
They're like, oh my god, the circuits are this girl is so hot.
Oh my god.
She's melting the circuits.
Wow, I was wondering what was wrong.
Yeah.
And now I know.
Technology can't keep up with you.
I guess that's what it is, babe. I really guess that's what it is. thanks, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm so sexy, I'm melting my phone.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, thank you for having me on your show to add this.
You are welcome here at any time, any place.
Yeah.
I don't
even know when your shows are.
I don't either. Like, I was going to try to do, I originally put it in. I think what time? I think it was maybe I was going to do it at 7, and then the computer with the BTR wouldn't let me put a show in it at 7. And I was like, all right, well, all the shows I like are going on from 9 to 2 in the morning. And then so the next soonest one I could get was 3:30 a.m. my time, which is 6:30 your time.
Where are you?
I'm in the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area.
Okay.
California.
Wow. Cali. Is it nice in Cali?
Oh, it's beautiful here.
I would love to come. You know, I've never been outside my hometown.
No. What's your hometown, if you can say?
Pensacola, Florida.
Oh, I've been to Pensacola, Florida.
You have?
Hell yeah, that's in the Panhandle, of course.
Yeah, did you like it?
Yeah, I used to have I used to have cousins that lived there, and they were big surfers.
Uh-huh.
And they used to surf the Gulf,
mm-hmm.
And I remember I went out with them once in the water on the beach, and there was literally sand sharks rubbing against my legs and stuff. It was crazy.
Really?
Yeah, because that warm that.
Pensacola?
It was outside of Pensacola somewhere, up in the Panhandle, way up there.
Because I've never had that happen here.
No. It wasn't Pensacola. I'm sorry. It was near Pensacola. It was Panama City.
Ah, okay.
But we went through Pensacola.
Okay.
So wait, you've never even been to like New Orleans?
No, I've never been to New Orleans. I've never been anywhere.
Okay, oh my God.
Well, I'm a singer, and so my producer is the only reason I've been to Destin, but that's as far as I've been.
Wow.
That's as far as I've been outside my hometown. Nowhere other than there.
There's such a huge world out there.
Huge world. I know.
How old are you?
I'm 21.
Oh, okay. You got plenty of time. You're.
Yes, I have plenty of time.
Yeah.
I'm 21 and I've been nowhere.
Hell yeah.
So, nowhere. Like, there's so many places I want to go, and California is definitely on the top of the list. You know, California and New York and Miami.
I've lived in two of those cities, or I lived in California. I've lived in L.A., San Francisco. I lived in New York for a couple of years.
Sorry.
And I've never been to, I don't think I've ever been to Miami. I've been down to like Boca and one of those beaches. But I was actually in Boca like right after Katrina went through Florida. I bet Katrina must have hit you guys pretty damn hard.
Pretty hard, yeah. But not as hard as, of course, as New Orleans.
Yeah.
It was really hard. That's the only thing I don't like about it down here.
Yeah, well, I mean, we have earthquakes, and those are kind of scary.
Yeah, I don't think I could handle an earthquake.
But they don't happen very often, and when they do, they're usually like, it's just kind of like, it's like, you know, you're in like a second or third story of a building and like a big
mm-hmm.
truck drives by outside.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of feels like that. It just makes the whole foundation shake. Every once in a while, there'll be one that like really rocks really violently and like knocks stuff off shelves and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like really huge, big ones that cause a lot of damage.
Mm-hmm.
On average, happen maybe every once every like 60 or 70 years.
Okay.
And we just had one in 89, so we're not due. Law of averages is it's not going to happen for a while.
That's a great thing. That's a really great thing.
Watch, as I say that, like tomorrow you see on the news, it's just like 10.0 earthquake, 6 sinks California into the ocean.
Oh, I hope not. I really hope not. I really hope not. That won't happen. I heard you guys have volcanoes.
Volcanoes? There's not any active volcanoes in California. I mean, what we have is like a major fault line. It's like two major two of the major tectonic plates on the Earth are like rubbing right next to each other, and that's making up California. And it creates a lot of mountains and stuff. There are volcanoes on the West Coast, but they're mostly up north in, like, Oregon and Washington.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Oh, I don't think I'm going to live in any of those places. That's just too close of a call. Like, I don't know what's going to happen. Like, you know, I'm not in control, man. Like, I wouldn't... I don't know.
Oh, that's why you just don't worry about it. You just live your life, and you know you can't help a natural disaster. There's pretty much anywhere you live in the world, there's going to be some sort of natural disaster threat.
That's true, but
you just hope that it never gets as bad as like Katrina or the 89 earthquake here or whatever. Like we have way more trouble with fires in California, just like wildfires all the time.
Yeah, because it's so dry, but you need it to. I know. That's another thing. Like, I don't want my house to just catch on fire for no reason.
Right.
Because it's too hot outside. I don't want to hold you up, though. So, it was nice talking to you. I think I'm talking too much.
Oh, yeah. It was a pleasure to have you call in and hang out for a little bit. I will definitely keep my eye out for you. The best thing is for you to, like, just, do you Twitter when you have a show? Do you, like, do the blast on Twitter.
I just did it right now. What's the blast? I never heard of the blast.
Just like post on Twitter that your show's coming up or whatever.
Okay. Yeah. I just did that just now, a few minutes ago.
All right.
Friday show. So hopefully you join in and call in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Since I do have a Twitter, just leave me a Twitter when your show's on, and I'll, you know, listen in for you.
Sounds good.
All right, great. Thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you. And we're going to go back into some music here. Give us your calls at 347-826-7667. We're doing today... What I'm calling Fizz is Biz, Mac Dre 101. Hopefully we would have done Mac Dre some service there by hanging out with one of the S's of the SRIS crew, who you can check out. I just signed up on Twitter and added... I don't want to give a yeah. Ooh, Miss Pensacola. She is the soulful part of the SRIS crew. And we'll be looking forward to them at some point. And we're going to get back into some more Mac Dre here. What did I play? What did I not play? I did that. Yeah, okay. So we're going to do some more Mac Dre here. I was really, you know what? Fuck, dude. Miss Tasha's gone. Well, hopefully she calls back in the next half hour. Because I think, I gotta refresh this. Let's see. Are you kidding me? Fuck. I was trying to upload that song for Miss Tasha. Her friend's band is coming out with their record, and she's psyched. So, but it's not there. It didn't load up. So it doesn't matter, because we're not going to play that, because this is Biz, Mac Dre 101. Come on now. Simmer down now. All right, so here we go. Some more Mac Dre. This is Biz, Mac Dre 101 with Vince. Give us a call at 347-826-7667. Got another, another half hour to go here. So feel free to start your day with us or end your day with us, depending on which direction you're coming from. But give us a little ring-a-ding at 347-826-7667, and we're going to go back into some more Mac Dre here on BTR.
Yeah. Don't stop, won't stop, won't quit.
Never could, never
Mac Dre back with some more shit.
You know,
come on, man. I'm a rapper. Don't stop, won't stop, won't quit.
Never could, never
Mac Dre back with some more shit.
You know,
Come on, man.
I'm a rap-matic trash addict, and I'm back at it. Play me a beat with this heat, I'ma blap at it. The cats got it.
When the Mac's batted, you don't wanna see me. Punk, get your hat flatted, dope like a crack addict. Or a hophead, spit it clear so you can hear what I said. Pothead, hothead, nigga that got dreads. Got bread, stop red, get hit with the hot lead. My bed, you might see three things. High heels, my peels, and hoes and G-strings. I see things through my pimping glasses. Cheesy macaroni teaching pimping classes. I dips and mashes, Mercedes Benzes. Mike wears tennis without the lenses. I'm off the hinges, I handle business. Leave no clues, witness or forensics. No co-defendants, all by my lonesome. Won't see Solano, Quentin or Folsom. I dose son at the four-way stop sign. 40HK, don't fuck with Block 9. I rock mine, I'm a star, I'm famous. Got my own language, cool when I swing it. Oh, I'm all out the dough. 351 with the shift in the flow.
Come on, you busy, let's do some grown shit. Put on a tight thong, too small, it don't fit. When I'm on the tears, I'm a fool, I don't quit. Unborn kids, meth our own shit. Come on, you busy, let's do some grown shit. Put on a tight thong, too small, that don't fit. When I'm on the tears, I'm a fool, I don't quit. Unborn kids, not all on shit. Trey rock rhyme from here to New York. Only smoke rope, no coke or Newport. Tabachi, Benny, hind the pork on my fork. Rapping is a sport, and this is my court. Do anything to win, while referees cheat. I flagrant foul and bruise the beat. Read them in weak. I'm a royal flush, give me some shrooms. So I can get mush, kick death. Always in something tight, hella loud. With the whistle of the suction pipe, fucking dice. In Vegas or Reno, ask Kilo. Nigga, he know I'm well connected. I know big whales, D shows, and Harry L's, Ben and hella gels, and federal. But nigga, it never fails. The shit don't stop when I drop hella sales, hella mail. Call me the postman. From Vallejo, born in Oakland, yo, gang. Dodge diplomats, fuck three strikes, get the bitch to bat. Come on, you busy, let's do some grown shit. Put on a tight thong, too small, it don't fit. When I'm on the tears, I'm a fool, I don't quit. Unborn kids, meth our own shit. Come on, you busy, let's do some grown shit. Put on a tight thong, too small, it don't fit. When I'm on the tears, I'm a fool, I don't quit. Unborn kids, meth our own shit.
Hi, I'd like to introduce you to the Thizzle Dance.
Thizzle Dance?
Thizzle Dance, I said.
Hmm. Can I do the Thizzle Dance?
I do like this. They put a look on my face like I smell some piss. Bounce to the beat till it start to hurt. Then I dust all the smirk off me shirt. Stretch to the ground as I catch the bass. Then I wipe all the sweat off me face. I back up, then I start to slide. Copping my collar as I glide. Then I break the thing down and do the burst. Dust myself off like I just told thirst. Come on everybody, now's the chance. Run to Harlem Shake, it's the Thizzle Dance.
This time, I hope you got you a two, a little, because it's time to pop you a few. Then you can break, start the gym, bounce with the core at the start and the end. Those the whole damn car low. Hop out and follow. Why you let the car roll? Go ride the whip while you ride the strip. Get your hands and do your dance on the side of it. Why you bang the passenger and drive a seat? Lander up and jump back inside the shit. Why you hanging out the rooftop? Do not get ooh out by them fool cops. They tryna have you got nothing to that. You and your boy Coon Pig. You wanna learn Coon? Stay tuned to see. Coochie mama freak, get your man and show them niggas how to do the sizzle dance.
This time,
Can you do that?
Down here, we've got about 20 minutes left. 20 minutes left to take your call, 347-826-7667. Hit us up in the chat room at blogtalkradio.com/VTOCCE. And we're pretty much done with our Mac Dre tribute retrospective, if you will. I've run out of Mac Dre tunes on my file list here, and I don't really want to play stuff over again, so I'm not. I'm just going to get through this next 20 minutes, hopefully with you. Join us at 347-826-7667. And, so yeah, so a little bit of Mac Dre, Thiz and Peace. It was great to chop it up there for a little bit with the folks, with the ladies. You know, I really can't complain. You know, typically I do these when I do these shows, spontaneous late night, early morning. I usually just get like one or two lonely dudes call in, and that's kind of depressing for me. No offense to dudes and everything, because I'm one of them, but it's so much more enjoyable to have the ladies holding it down with me, and it was nice to have Miss Tasha mix it up in there with us for a little bit, and also, you know, I already forgot her name. I think her name's Nikki. I don't want to, I'm always really reluctant to reveal too much personal information here on BTR. Not that I don't love everybody on here and know that they all respect people's privacy. But I just have to give it up to my good friend from Pensacola, Florida, Nikki. She's part of this crew. They're called S something something S. So, I don't know. Oh, here we go. Sexy, Real, Intelligent, Soulful. SRIS. That's her and three other people, two guys and two girls. I guess they just kind of do shows spontaneously, sort of like me. you know, that's what it's all about to me, really, is filling in the void left when all my favorite shows go off the air. But if you're over there on the East Coast, it's a little bit after 8 o'clock, and you've got your day rolling. See what's going on in the news here. If you want to chat with us in the next 20 minutes, give us a call, 347-826-7667. And, okay, so one of the top headlines today is the state of California is going to start issuing IOUs. After trying for weeks to fix a state budget gone out of control, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and state lawmakers stood frozen in conflict Wednesday with the state at the brink of a meltdown. A day after the state Senate failed in a late-night bid to close part of a deficit now predicted at $26.3 billion, California Comptroller John Chang took steps to begin issuing IOUs today to tens of thousands of companies and individuals that are owed millions of dollars by the state. Now, see, this is exactly what I was talking about. People are worried that they're not going to get their unemployment benefits. People are worried that they're not going to get their food stamps. This is not happening, folks. You're going to get your food stamps. You're going to get your unemployment check. Now, the problem is that the people, the small businesses, and the individuals who are employed by the state or contracted by the state, those entities are going to start getting IOUs, meaning they're not going to be able to pay their employees, they're not going to be able to buy their supplies and pay for their overhead and pay their rent, and so they're going to not be able to hire people, and that's going to in turn cause more unemployment and more people to get food stamps and more people to get unemployment benefits. And we're seeing the systematic squeezing of the middle class of America as we know it. These are not rich people that are getting these IOUs handed to them. These are working people. These are small business owners. These are contractors. These are independent entities who do professional work for the state of California. And the cocksuckers in Sacramento can't get their shit together because they're too busy spending all of our money. And it's not just California; it's everywhere, on every level. It's out there. And what we're seeing is, and I was commenting earlier about Vallejo, Mac Dre. I was commenting how he grew up in Vallejo, and Vallejo was the first city government to file for bankruptcy, and now the actual state itself is filing for bankruptcy. So the whole house of cards is slowly coming down. It's a train wreck in slow motion, folks. Get out of the way. The good news is we're all still going to be alive. There's still going to be trade. There's still going to be commerce. It's just going to be a little bit different. What else is going on here? Moving on. Brother, federal drug agents asked to join Michael Jackson death probe. Oh, brother, here we go. You thought the OJ thing was long and drawn out? Wait till you get a load of this Michael Jackson bullshit. Suddenly he's got a will. I don't get that. 2 days ago they said he did not have a will. Suddenly he has a will. I don't even want to get into it. This is going to be a nightmare. There's going to be so many Michael Jackson conspiracy theorists now. It's going to be sick. You're going to see some really sick shit in the next couple months circulating around that Michael Jackson story. Meanwhile, in Honduras, things are muy caliente in Honduras. Honduras resists pressure to allow Zelaya's return. Rejecting return of ousted president Manuel Zelaya, Honduras interim leaders dug in for a fight on Thursday after governments across the region demanded the deposed leftist be restored to power. In the worst crisis in Central America in a decade, Zelaya was toppled by troops and whisked out of the country on the weekend in a widely condemned coup after he angered opponents with plans to amend the constitution to lift term limits. Apparently, Honduras has term limits of only one term for a president. The president there serves for 4 months or for 4 months, 4 years, and then they're out. And he wanted to lift that, and then they lifted him out of there. They airlifted his ass out of that mug. The Organization of American States. What the fuck is that? I have never heard of the Organization of American States. When did they start that? I've never heard of that ever. They just made that up. The Organization of American States? Okay. The Organization of American States on Wednesday issued a weekend deadline for the interim government to reinstate Zelaya. I don't know how to fucking pronounce his name. It's a stand-up that is testing U.S. President Barack Obama's administration after he promised an era of bitter relations with the After he promised an era of better relations with the region. For a second there, I thought that it said bitter relations with the region. My bad. So you get the gist of that. There's some shit going down in Honduras, and you know, it's nothing new. There's like every time we turn around, there's a coup or some government's being overthrown or people are protesting. It's out of control. And you know, I think on Saturday things might actually be getting out of control across this country. I hope they do. I hope people go out in the streets on July 4th, which is Saturday. I hope people go out there and raise some hell. Like, I don't care what you're pissed off about. It doesn't matter. We all got something to gripe about. Our government has been fucking us in the ass for the last, like, 30 years solid. And we need some payback. And I think we should take a page from these Iranians and the people in Honduras. And it's time to say enough is enough and just bring this motherfucker down. So I hope you will join me on the streets July 4th. That's Saturday, wherever you're at, and just raise hell. Fuck fireworks. Just start. Get a megaphone. Go down. This is what you do. You go down to Radio Shack, your local Radio Shack. You buy a megaphone. They're about anywhere from $50 to $100. You can find them on the internet, too. If you don't want to go to Radio Shack, you want to find it cheaper on the internet, you can find megaphones for as cheap as like $20, $30. And you take your megaphone and you go out on the street, preferably somewhere where there's a lot of traffic, a lot of people who will be able to hear what you have to say, and then get on the megaphone. Ideally, it'd be nice if you had like a camera, a video camera, or a still camera. It's fine. Better to have a video camera because you can get sound that way. But Yeah, just get some footage of you fucking shit up on a megaphone, upload it to YouTube, and then link it to me. You can post it on the Megaforce Online, NING.com site. You can go there. It's megaforceonline.ning.com. That's megaforceonline.ning.com. And you can post pictures and videos there of you on a megaphone fucking shit up. That's the only requirement. A video of you on a megaphone talking shit. I don't care what you're talking about. Maybe your boyfriend cheated on you and you're outside of his house yelling at him on the megaphone. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you're pissed off at the supermarket because they ran out of potatoes. You go out in front of the supermarket with your megaphone and start yelling at them because they don't have potatoes. You get the point, all right? Get on a megaphone, fuck some shit up, get it on video, put it on YouTube, and then link it over at megaforceonline.ning.com. And we got about 10 minutes left here to take your calls. The number is 347-826-7667. You're with Vince in the Bay. So I hit the news. Oh, I have another thing I want to do here. Here we go. All right, my favorite person that I'm following on Twitter, his name is Ted Bono, and you can follow him. He's twitter.com/TedBono. It's spelled TEDBAWNO. Ted Bono. It's at Ted Bono, TEDBAWNO. You think I'm a trip? This dude is the fucking godfather of trip. I'm just going to go into a few of his tweets here while I have the time. And I'm just doing this, folks, because I'm waiting for you to call me at 347-826-7667. So going into the Ted Bono Twitter feed. Here we go. Let's see. Rappers are on top, but for... Wait. Okay, sorry. I'm like retarded here. It's late, folks, or it's early, whatever you want to call it. I'm ready to go to sleep. It's about 7 minutes left until I get to do that. Thank the fucking Lord. Or, excuse me, sorry. Thank you, Lord. So Ted Bono, rappers are on top for but so long. Same thing with bloggers. That why rappers and bloggers need to get real jobs. I'm not a rapper, but I do blog. So I'm pretty much a testament to that. So here's another one. Ted Bono jet sets. I'm watching the Jetsons on my TV set. Ted Bono twits with pizzazz while your blog reposts are ass. I'm coming out hard, Patsy. Ted Bono twits with pizzazz while your blog reposts are ass. I'm coming out hard, Patsy. Aw, shucks, Ted Bono on a roll. Actually, I'm on a bun. Turn around, honey. If you have a blog, write. If you don't write and repost stuff, you're obitrice to me? I don't even understand the shit that he writes half the time. If you have a blog, write. If you don't write and repost stuff, you're obitrice to me. Fuck, I'm just not up on the lingo. See, once again, Ted Bono, he's a man among men. He's on the cutting edge. he's got his finger on the pulse of pop culture and humanity at large, really. So check him out on Twitter. It's twitter.com/TedBono. That's Ted Bono, TedBano. And we got 5 minutes left here on BTR. It's Fizz is Biz, Mac Dre 101 with Vince in the Bay. Going to wrap it up here. I ran out of Mac Dre tracks to play, so I can't even play out on a different Mac Dre song. I'm not going to play a song already played. I'm going to play something different. I think I'm going to go out. I'm still going to keep it in the Bay, though. Keep it in the state. This one's going to go out to... Well, before I get into this, I just want to remind everybody to check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VTOCCE. That's twitter.com/V as in Vince, T as in Tom, O-C-C-E, twitter.com/VTOCCE. Check Megaforce Online out. It's megaforceonline.ning.com. Big ups to Miss PG for showing love at the beginning of the show. Also, Miss Tasha, Nikki from Pensacola, and you for listening to me ramble on here and play some of my favorite Mac Dre songs. Hopefully you got a kick out of that. Hopefully you will hunt down some old Mac Dre and get into it. It's good party music. Faux show. And that's our show. We're going to sign off here with a little Cali love. Right here on Blog Talk Radio. This is Vince signing off. Have a fantastic Thursday. And God bless you and God bless the United States of America. California.
Throw up a finger if you feel the same way. Straight putting it down for California, yeah.